He's a man.
Friday morning, wake up Kenosha, and that means the chest hair is out, testosterone flows with Manly Man Sports and Manly Man John Weiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chef Boyardee Testosteronios. Oh, I'm feeling so manly right now. Let's start today, John. High school football. It's winter coat weather for our LIP boys tonight, Indian Trail. And Tremper, what are we looking for in that game, Johnny?
I'd like to find somebody that can score some points. I think that might be
entertaining.
The thing between these two. I mean, these two schools have struggled to score here in the early going. And I think it's more puzzling if you're with Indian Trail, because I think coming into the season, everyone thought they had, you know, seniors on both sides of the football, thought they were a little bit more ahead on the offensive side, but they have just struggled to score points, and it's left me scratching my head. Pete, you've seen them more than a couple of times now too, and I don't know if it's just confidence, or they just need one good scoring drive to maybe put together a confident team on that side of the football.
When it comes to Indian Trail, the timing is all off on offense. Argent Ismaili is the quarterback. He's feeling the pressure, even phantom pressure at times, so he's rolling out of the pocket on every play. At least that's the way it got to against Bradford last week. So we'll see. I talked to Coach Hoffman yesterday, and he says they're working on the timing across the offense. So let's see if those results are fruitful tonight.
Yeah, up front, I think that's where it's going to be won tonight. I think with Indian Trail, they've got to get that short up and give him some opportunities to stand back there and throw and not basically duck and chuck. As what's happened. And for Tremper, Kyle Zalikar's got a good club. I think it's going to take this year and another off season here to really implement what he wants to get done offensively, and I think he'll get that turned around shortly.
Well, in addition to John, the pandemic has kind of thrown the schedule into a mess for high school football too.
Well, yeah, for example, Oak Creek is not playing this week. They were scheduled to play Franklin. That game got canceled on Monday. Bradford, going into their bye week, it was suggested Bradford was going to play Franklin at Franklin this week. That got a resounding no from Troy Bowe and the Bradford staff. So they weren't going to give up their bye week, particularly because after Friday's game against Indian Trail, they just simply gave everybody the weekend off, went back in it, and looked at film on Monday rather than get to work on Saturday and start game prepping knowing they had a bye. So that just upset everything. So Franklin now is going to be playing a non-conference game. They're headed out to Wauwatosa West tonight to play the Trojans out there. So it'll be interesting to see a running attack by Tosa West against that aerial attack of Franklin tonight.
All right, let's turn to the pros. The Packers coming off a loss to Tampa Bay. They've got the Texans on Sunday, John.
Texans not very good defensively. I know they've got J.J. Watt kind of anchoring that defense, but that's about all they've got. So I think it'll be interesting to see, is this going to be the team that won its first four games scoring 40 points, or is this the team that kind of went back into its shell? I think I read a stat somewhere where their last 10 offensive plays netted just 57 yards in that game against Tampa Bay on Sunday. So I think this might be a breakout weekend again, get that offense going for Green Bay against a not a very good defense in the Houston Texans.
The Bears fans are pumping their chest. They're in first place, 5-1 now. They'll take on the L.A. Rams on Monday Night Football.
That'll be an interesting matchup. I think the Rams may have found something. They had been struggling a little bit too, and they're coming off at the game on Sunday night, and I thought they played well. They're getting their quarterback play is getting a little bit better. I think that's the other thing. And they're getting their running game shored up. I think that's something that they were lacking for a while there. And Donaldson seems to have come through, particularly inside the red zone. So it'll be an interesting matchup. I think the Bear defense, probably one of the best in the NFL. It'll be an interesting matchup, see if they can contain what has been in times a very high-flying offense in the LA Rams.
Baseball, the World Series is knotted at a game apiece. Game three tonight. Gavin Lux from Kenosha did not make the Dodgers World Series roster. We were trying to figure out the other day, John, if any Kenosha-born players had ever played in a World Series. And the best, closest we could come up with, Ray Barrys was the pitching coach for the 59 yep. White Sox. I don't think any other Kenosha players been in a World Series.
No, you bring up an interesting point, and you know, Gavin did not make the roster. I think this is going to be an exciting series too. Game tied at each game apiece here, and you got Buehler going tonight for the Dodgers, Morton going for Tampa tonight, and I just can't say enough about this Tampa Bay Ray team. I mean, it's that old Miller Lite commercial. Who are these guys?
Where
are these
Nobody guys? Knows who any of them are. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, can you name two or three outside of maybe Lowe and Morton and Azaraka, whatever his name is there?
Yeah, the rookie guy. Other than that, forget it. No.
Iman Choi, I think, is the only other one I could come up with would be Iman Choi, the former Brewer.
Yeah, because he played for the Brewer, yeah. It's Manly Man Sports. He's John Weiser. It's high school football tonight. Indian Trail Trumper will have it for you, 6:45. John, a pleasure as always. Fish Fry Friday, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to have some coffee up in that booth tonight, Pete. It's going to be chilly. Make sure Nick brings the extra thermos.
Yeah, two thermoses. One for drinking, one for pouring in your clothes. No doubt about it. Thank you, John Weiser. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.